Faith and Freedom Tour, Stop 46, Memorial Arch. On the Memorial Arch at Valley Forge, one finds a reminder of the sacrifice that was made by Washington's troops for the liberties we enjoy. On the west side of the monument is Washington's statement of admiration for his soldiers' loyalty in spite of their hunger and nakedness. In a letter to John Bannister, dated April 21st of 1778, Washington speaks of his barefoot men leaving blood-stained footprints in the snow of Valley Forge. Quote, "No history, now extant, can furnish an instant of an army suffering such uncommon hardships as ours has done, and bearing them with the same patience and fortitude. To see men without clothes to cover their nakedness, without blankets to lay on, without shoes by which their marches might be traced by the blood from their feet, and almost as often without provisions as with marching through frost and snow, and at Christmas taking up their winter quarters within a day's march of the enemy, without a house or hut to cover them, till they could be built and submitted to it without a murmur, is a mark of patience and obedience which, in my opinion, can scarce be paralleled." End quote. The principles of self-denial for the good of others, an ideal of biblical character, is seen in the story of Valley Forge. Jesus taught in Luke 9, verse 23, "If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." This arch was created by an act of Congress in 1910 and bears the biblical reference, Revelation 7, verse 16, "They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more."